Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
No, he didn't.
He just shook his shoulders.
Yeah, little shuffle.
What? Doing a little bank out bounce right there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he'd be so comfortable in your household.
Yes, he would.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Thursday, everybody. We've got your Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 action covered. I'm Dave DeFore. Joining me, as he does every Thursday, my man Andrew Schlecht. And Andrew, you've seen the Atlanta Hawks play in the playoffs, haven't you?
Game 1, baby. This is Hawks Game 1. This is how it rolls.
I'm just not convinced that anyone on the Milwaukee Bucks or on their coaching staff watched the Atlanta Hawks before this game. Because look, man, the Hawks, they won this game in Milwaukee 116-113, stealing home court advantage away from the presumptive favorite. Yep. We've seen this before. We just saw it in the last series. And I'm telling you, man, Trae Young is what they would say is a problem.
He continues his tour of the Eastern Conference just smashing his opponents. I feel like every few years, or maybe even every 5 to 10 years, we learn something about the NBA. We learn something about a particular player or a particular team. And the last time I feel like my mind needed to shift over the course of like several series was when we watched the Golden State Warriors play. And it was just like, oh, okay, this is who Steph Curry is now. This is, oh, he's taking over the league. This is happening. And it's similar to Trae. Trae is taking over 48 points in this game. He was 10 of 12 from the free throw line. He was just killing the Bucks. They did not know. They forced Mike Budenholzer to make adjustments. That's what Trae Young did. He made him adjust. This was an unbelievable performance. You don't get anything from Bogdan Bogdanovic, basically. Like he doesn't look like he's ready to be out there yet. But monster game from Capella, great game from John Collins. Kevin Huerter was solid, but it's really just this is Trae, and this is us continuing to doubt him. I think everybody's probably like, yeah, the Bucks will probably win, but man, you're right. Trae Young is a problem.
Yeah, the Bucks just stayed in their drop coverage. Trae Young ate them up early on floaters. I mean, you know, he had his seventh half in these playoffs with at least 20 points. And, you know, look, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well from three, but he was shooting them uncontested very often. He had a great crossover on Drew Holiday, and he stops and shimmies. And, I mean, this guy just is just disrespectful out there, and it's so much fun to watch. He also had the fantastic alley-oop off the backboard to John Collins. I mean, one of his 11 assists. He had a great behind-the-back pass where he found Kevin Huerter. I mean, we're watching a guy who I think everyone knows he's pretty good, but now he's rising to national prominence. I mean, you put up 48 in your Eastern Conference Finals debut. That's a pretty big deal. But you mentioned John Collins, Clint Capella, both were huge in this game. 19 rebounds for Clint Capella.
That's what he's done all year.
The big adjustment that we saw in this game was that the Bucks, you know, in the last 6 minutes, they went with Giannis at the five. Mm-hmm. Well, they went on a 13-2 run during that stretch. Why are they waiting to go to their greatest weapon?
I don't know. I don't understand it. The Bucks have been so uninspiring throughout this whole playoff run. And you always feel, I've just got the feeling, except for the Heat series. The Heat series was like, okay, great. They're finally engaged. They're ready to roll. And really, maybe we shouldn't have given the Bucks so much credit. Maybe it was just the Heat played really poorly. Because you get to round two and you're like, you're just waiting for them to turn it on. And even tonight, you're just like, okay, like when are you going to turn it on? It's great. They did in the last 6 minutes. They looked better. But it was just too little too late, right? And then, like, can we get a body on Clint Capella? Like, it wasn't just, like, the rebounding was a huge problem, and it really shouldn't have been. They didn't have just awful rebounders out there. They had, I mean, Drew Holiday is a good rebounder from the guard position, but it was just that they didn't get a body on him. That last offensive rebound that Clint Capella had should have never happened. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, when do we get inspired, Milwaukee?
I'll go you one better. I actually think the game was lost on that late John Collins three, which came after two consecutive offensive rebounds. Just awful rebounding down the stretch. Totally lost this game for Milwaukee. But they should have never been in this position.
Yeah.
They are a juggernaut when Giannis is at the five, and Atlanta has no answer to that over the course of a game. You know, they got a little bit lucky, I'd say, down the stretch. But Atlanta won this game because of the Bucks' insistence on playing the same way over and over again and expecting different results.
Yep.
But I just got to tell you, the Hawks are not scared. And we saw that, I think, in this game.
No, not scared at all. Also, rough game from Chris Middleton. 0 of 9 from 3, 6-23 overall, 15 points. They still had the ability to overcome that, but he's their go-to scorer. Like, he's their guy, and he's got to be able to knock down shots. And he had a clean look there at the end to tie it up. I don't know that you could ask for much better than that. But yeah, rough game for him. But yeah, you're right. This Hawks team, they're ready. They're going to be ready. They're well coached. They're very well prepared. Has there ever been this? I'm just thinking, I was just watching this Hawks team tonight and how great they looked. Has there ever been like this switch that was flipped like this mid-season for a team? Because they were a miserable watch for like the first 20 games or so. They looked miserable. They played miserable. It was just, and now, like, has an interim coach taken a team to the East Finals before? Is that a thing?
I don't know. It's something we should maybe look at, because, I mean, Nate McMillan, the job that he's done, just think about what he did for them on the defensive end. I mean, he coached them to passable defensively. And I think that I'm with you. When they made the coaching change, nobody would have guessed this team was going to make it into the second round of the playoffs. There were a lot of people that thought that they might not be an actual playoff team.
Right.
When they made that change.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and remember, Nate McMillan's still an interim coach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Eastern Conference Finals coach as an interim coach. And I'm just sitting here, you know, I'm working it down the line. They make the finals and Nate McMillan, that guy's going to go into his own free agency this summer.
Yep.
And potentially make himself a ton of money. This is pretty incredible for everybody. If you look ahead to game two, okay, we don't expect the Bucks to make any adjustments, do we?
No, I'd expect like it. At this of course point, not. Right? No, I mean, hopefully they will play more of Giannis at the five. They found something there. I think that you can count on Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton maybe playing a little bit better than they did tonight, especially just shooting the ball better than they did. They need to play better at home. You can't lose both games at home to this team. You just can't do it. But it's I'm uninspired. I'm still uninspired by this Milwaukee team. I don't know what it's going to take. They could still win this series. I still think they should be the favorite moving forward. I don't think you should just crazy overreact to this. But also, the Hawks did this to the Sixers, and the Sixers responded pretty well. And then, like, you just can't let go of the rope. The Sixers did it over and over again. You have to stay engaged. This is a young, feisty Atlanta team that will not stop coming. It will not stop. And so, the minute you let go of the rope, it's over. You can't kill this team. You have to stay engaged through the full 48 minutes. And if they can do that, I really believe the Bucks can still win this series. It's going to be a matter of just some shots going in, consistent defense, and then more Giannis at the five, and then I think they can win. But it has to be an engaged group from start to finish.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, we got some news. Chris Paul is probable to play in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out for that game. Andrew, is there a little bit of Ewing theory at play right now when you're looking at the Suns? I mean, I'm not saying Chris Paul is going to make them worse, but yeah. I can't imagine them being much better with
that. You can stop it with your Ewing theory stuff right now, Dave DeFore. Put that away. This Suns team is good. They are really good. And they've been probably the most consistent team throughout the playoffs, even without Chris Paul. It's even a credit to Chris, because I don't know that this team even behaves the way that they do without him on the squad. You know, it was him. He's on FaceTime, you know, with them constantly. He's still engaged with the team, and he matters a lot, man. He matters a lot. He would have mattered in that game too. Maybe they win it by 10. If Chris Paul is there and you have a more comfortable win against the Clippers, but it's a big deal. And I also just want Chris to be there. Like, I want Chris to be involved in this process, because we've seen Chris go out early so many times when, even with those Clippers teams, they never even made it this far, right? I want to see him do it. I want to see him be a part of the main stage. I'm glad he gets to come back. That's kind of a scary deal for him, but I'm glad that he's symptom free. He's okay. Let's get Chris Paul back on the court. I want to see him just completely destroy Reggie Jackson. That's all I want to see.
I think everybody's rooting for that in particular. And then the Boston Celtics, hey, man, they got themselves a new head coach, Ime Udoka, former assistant with the Spurs. The Sixers spent this last year with the Brooklyn Nets. So this is a guy from the Coach Popovich coaching tree. He also just spent a year under Mike D'Antoni. I can't think of two better guys to learn from. And this is a guy who's got a great reputation, has been known to be ready for a head coaching job for a few years now. And look, man, I think if you're the Celtics, you hope that he can bring a little bit of that Popovich and a little bit of that D'Antoni and marry the two with the really talented guys that they have there.
I love it. Don't give me another retread. Let's give other guys opportunities, because we've seen a lot of guys take opportunities like this and have done really well. So good on the Celtics for hiring Ime Udoka. I'm excited to see what he can do. I think it's a good hire. I think it's a good decision. And, you know, the pedigree itself, it speaks for itself. So let's see him get to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really interested to see what changes happen there and how much leeway he gets to make those changes, especially on the defensive end, because I know Brad Stevens is going to be heavily involved there. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the pods we've got over at The Athletic. If you haven't already subscribed to The Athletic, go to theathletic.com/dailyding and do it now. Thank you guys for waking up with us. Andrew, do your thing.
Ding, ding.